At this time, we want to thank the Pet Milk Company for standing by while we bring you the latest news from Europe. The Mary Taylor program will be heard over most of these stations immediately following the news.
Good morning, everyone. This is Bob Trout bringing you the news of Europe's war, which today is the news of Washington, D.C., where the United States Congress meets to consider the ways and means of keeping it Europe's war. In 2 hours, at the historic moment of noon Washington time, the gavels fall in the chambers of Senate and House, and the 76th Congress will be in special session assembled, come at the call of the President to take up the matter of how to be neutral with the old world in flames. When the Senate has walked through the marble corridors of the Capitol to the hall of the House of Representatives, and the President enters to deliver in person his message, CBS will open its microphones in the Capitol to bring you the event and to let you hear the President's words, this at 2:45 this afternoon, Eastern Daylight Saving Time. If the President's address is finished by 3:30 Eastern Daylight Saving Time, we shall bring you an address by the French Premier, Edouard Daladier. As the national legislators in Washington occupy themselves with the arms embargo growing out of this nation's first attempt at a neutrality act back in 1935, as the lawmakers consider the positions of those who want to go back to international law, where we were before Japan marched into Manchuria, and consider also the positions of the isolationists who believe that Europe is none of our business, Fortune magazine announces the results of its survey on the war and our relation to it. The result? More than 83% of Americans want the Allies to win the war. More than two-thirds of the United States is opposed to strict isolation. In Europe, where the eyes of nearly every government are turned toward Washington today, Germany rushes troops and equipment to the Western Front. Russia straightens out its line of occupation in Poland, announces the capture of 60,000 Polish troops, while the Russian newspapers declare the Red Army showed unheard of and previously unwitnessed mass heroism. The German shortwave radio station announces the assassination of the Premier of Romania, Armand Călinescu. The French announce the completion of general mobilization with 6 million under arms. Paris says Captain Baron von Richthofen, son of the famous German World War ace, has been shot down and killed. Meantime, the capital city of what was Poland, Warsaw, modern metropolis of some 1 million inhabitants, still holds out on the 13th day of the siege, battered by bomb and shell, starved, its great buildings destroyed. One of the heroic last stands of all time. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
WJSV, Washington.